If you're not familiar with Music Maker, which is based on Exchequer Street here in Dublin City Centre, well, it's Ireland's biggest and best music store. It's an institution here in Dublin City Centre and an essential part of the local music scene. The people that work there, all musicians, are so warm, they're so friendly, from John Paul Pryor, the general manager, to all the staff. During the week, I got to hang out with them and see for myself how these music makers work.
Another day, another dollar.
Welcome to Music Maker. My name's Emma. Come on in, I'll show you everything. So this is our ground floor. We have ukuleles, all of our electric guitars, all our bass guitars, our beautiful wall of Gretsches, strings, accessories, guitar care, cables, everything you could need. So downstairs we have our drum department, we've got our wall of cymbals, we've got all the kits you could want, and then we have our whole room of snares down the back, which is amazing. If you can follow me upstairs now, we can see here our keyboards, our microphones, all of our monitors, all of our synths. And then inside we've got our acoustic room, which is a real treat. It's amazing. Loudons, Martins, Taylors, Fender. Incredible. Beautiful.
Hi, my name is John Paul Pryor and I'm General Manager here at Music Maker in Dublin. You know, I'd always think that if Music Maker was a venue, it'd be Whelan's, the Grand Social or the Workman's. You know, if Music Maker was a radio station, it would have been Phantom. It's a home for musicians. It's where musicians and music lovers feel comfortable. And it's in the city centre, and that's where they come. So every Saturday afternoon, you see people who may not spend any money, but you can see they have the same romance associated with Music Maker that I had personally when I came up from the country. So when you walk through, you walk up those granite steps, you open that guitar neck door and you walk in and you're wowed. It's got an atmosphere, and that's a combination of not just the building, it's the staff, it's the product, you know, the Fender wall in all its glory, you know, the drum department. And you can see these teenagers walking in groups of 5 and 10, and whether they just walk in and around and back out, it's almost like part of their trail, whether it's like back over to the Central Bank or around Dame Street and over to South William Street and Drury Street. It's like you kind of have to go into Music Maker on your Saturday afternoon in town. And that's what it's established for itself over, you know, 38 years of history and its time in Dublin. And it now finds itself as one of the few remaining unique to Dublin businesses. It's an independent retail store. Sadly, there's very few of them left in the city centre. So, you know, you'd hope that they'd be embraced and that they ensure that longevity is there into the future.
Hey, this is Luke. I work on the guitars floor in Music Maker, and I also play in a band called With The Kid. I've loved working in Music Maker. I've been here for about 3 months, and it's fantastic. I mean, when I started, pretty much everybody I was working with I knew already from either being in a Dublin band or from being in Music Maker all the time anyway, as a customer before that. It's just amazing to have, you know, a shop like Music Maker in the centre of Dublin that caters to the needs of all Irish musicians, be them performing or, you know, just someone who's looking to rehearse in their bedroom. And just have those people in here with the knowledge and the know-how to get you there, you know, it's great. The Music Maker Supergroup, I think, is something that a lot of people would be on board for. The only thing is trying to decide who actually gets to play in it, because I'm sure everybody will want to lend their services to the Music Maker, whatever band name it would be, and that would be many, many musicians. But maybe we could have competing, you know, bands against each other. Battle of the Bands, that would be an idea. Get, you know, everybody together. There's probably about, what, 25 employees? Have maybe five bands. Maybe a little, like, kind of round robin or, like, tournament sort of deal going on for the ultimate glory of Music Maker Band in Chief. I was born and I will die. I was born and I will die.
So, the background to Music Maker, originally established in 1980 in Dublin, originally on the north side over by Mary's Abbey, which was close to the fruit market. Spent a number of years there until it moved over to its iconic Exchequer Street building in 1986. And from there, it's probably established itself as an institution, as a mecca for Irish musicians, certainly from my own point of view as a lad growing up in Sligo. In rock bands in Sligo, coming up to the Dublin scene, a stop in the Music Maker was always part of the day out. So coming back to your mates in Sligo and telling them, you know, about the Fender guitars you saw, the keyboards upstairs, from my point of view as a piano player, amazing array of drum kits, all those are memories and fond memories that I would have had of my visits to the Big Smoke at the time. And probably as the institution side of things, like thinking back to the way Dublin would have been from a music store's point of view in 1980s, you had McCullough Pickett's, which was probably known as a more classical music store. You had Walton's, which was probably more of a traditional music store. So there was probably a gap in the market for a rock store, a little bit edgy with everything that was going on with the rock scene in Dublin in the 1980s. So it probably filled a void that was much needed at the time. So over those years, it's been home to a host of Irish musicians who would do their daily jaunt into town to buy guitar strings, check out guitars, amps, etc. Right up to international musicians who, because of its location so close to some of the city centre hotels, would walk around checking the local music stores. So we've had everyone from Debbie Harry, members of Nirvana, Stereophonics, you name them, all these bands, Manic Street Preachers, who come in quite regularly buying guitars in every visit to Dublin. So it's amazing from that point of view.
This is Dave Newell from the guitar department of Music Maker, playing Chancer, I play in Not Monsters, and I play in Punch Face Champions. And you just heard me play a bunch of nonsense. I've been here nearly 10 years, and it's great. I mean, I often think to myself as I get older, I'll never work anywhere as fun and as vibrant and exciting as here. You know, it's, you feel like you're part of something, both as a business and also the fact that you're dealing with musicians every day. There's a community in Dublin, and it certainly makes you feel part of it. I guess I'd like to think I'd feel that way from playing in the bands, but everywhere you go, when you go out to gigs and stuff like that, you just see people you recognise, people you know, they know you, and it's a really nice thing. I like to think that we support the scene as much as we possibly can, and certainly anytime I'm talking to musicians when I'm out and about, they generally have nothing but good things to say about Music Maker. I think the perception of the place has changed dramatically over the time I've worked here. It's a phrase I use a lot, is it's the easiest thing in the world to get a bad reputation, the hardest thing in the world to get rid of it. I think probably 10 years ago we didn't have as good a reputation, but we've worked really hard to improve it, and I think there's always more work to do, but I think it's certainly really positive for the most part, or else you wouldn't be here, right?
My name is Nigel Kenny, and I look after artist relations and our distribution company, which is called MIDI at Music Maker in Dublin, and I'm also the drummer in Bitch Falcon. Not far from me, there's a man of heart. He knows to rest, but he can't wake up. I really enjoy working in Music Maker, well, predominantly because the people that work here are amazing, and they're just so much crack and easy to get on with and lovely, but also they're, you know, colleagues in the music scene as well. So, you know, you work with these people 9 to 5 every day, and then you meet them on the festival circuit and in the venues at night, and it's just a big group of pals, really. But then also, I guess it's cool to be involved in an institution that really supports a network of musicians, not only in Dublin, but around the country. And you get to meet new people every day that share something with everyone that works here, and that's their love of music, but also creating something different and new. So today is a particularly exciting day, and it probably gives you a good example of what we're about on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, again, supporting the scene, part of it is ensuring that where we can give exposure to musicians, to top-class international artists, we do that. So through our connections with various manufacturers, we try and identify leading musicians that come to the city and where they do, whether they're coming on tour with various bands or whether they're coming in their own right as independent artists. We'll try and communicate with them and see can we get a masterclass going. So today's a particularly exciting day because we have Bob Reynolds, who's the saxophone player for John Mayer, also Snarky Puppy. He's got his own gig tonight in the Sugar Club, so we have invited him in to do a masterclass. It's a sellout masterclass, reasonably intimate, with like I think about 18 people, many of which are students, coming in for a lunchtime masterclass with Bob. So that's another way that we can support the scene, and it's something that's harder to buy online from mainland Europe. That's certainly where we have an advantage for sure.
Do you ever transpose solos you've transcribed?
Good question. Like, take a solo I've learned and then start putting it in other keys?
Yeah.
Rarely. Probably almost never. I will do it with bebop heads sometimes. You know, like some Charlie Parker tunes, which are like basically like solos from time to time. But I don't have like a thing where I learn a solo and then I put it in all 12 keys. One thing I might do from time to time is take a song, like, let's, I don't remember the name of the blues, but there's a bird blues and it's in A flat.
Where we try and support the scene is looking at some Irish musicians specifically that are leading the way. You know, we have incredible talent on our doorstep here, who have obviously been part of the bands that I mentioned. So you have the likes of Jimmy Rainsford in Picture This. Like, he is an incredible talent, not only with what he's done in Picture This, but even as a studio engineer and a producer, he's quite phenomenal. So Jimmy, Vinny from Codaline, Joe Furlong, who's playing with James Vincent McMorrow, Michal Quinn, who's with Dermot Kennedy, Lewis from All Twins, Adam Faulkner from Girl Band. So these are musicians that we support you endorsees, or endorsements that we would have through our relationships with the manufacturers. So, you know, that's another good example of how we can, you know, I mean, those guys are don't need a leg up anymore, but certainly at the start in their career, it was helpful to have a leg up and support from manufacturers, which we arranged on their behalf. So, you know, and as a result of that, that's where the inspiration for the next generation of musician comes from. In a very short time period of time, you know, in Music Maker's history, it's like 38 years old almost, and even in my time, which is only 8 to 9 years, you see people at the start of their career, Jimmy being a prime example. Jimmy started off, or our relationship with Jimmy started off when he won a competition to support Rex Hardy Jr., Mary J. Blige's drummer in Whelans. We got to know him, saw straight away his immense talent and what he was doing from his own bedroom down in the Thai, to his various formations within bands, to now how he's achieving global fame and stardom, and it's only going to get better and better for Picture This. So, but he's an inspiration to so many drummers, and you know, why would we not support those artists and continue to find the next Jimmy Rainsford or the next Larkey, you know, who are all coming out of their bedrooms into garages and then into venues and then into stadiums. So,
well, I don't really know what you want, but I hope it's me. Am I right or am I wrong?
Sweet guitar, bro. Have a little buzz around with that, Andrew. Give me a shout just over here. It's always been nice.
Hi, my name's Tony. This is my first day working at Music Maker. Well, with that last customer, you just really have to ascertain what the customer needs. Like, he was only a young guy, he was into like busking, he basically wanted a busking amp, something small, nothing too expensive. But we have a really nice product called the Fender Passport, and it's a battery operated busking amp. And he was a classical player. You can't just assume that he was just going to put an electric to it. So that was it. And he was actually, you heard yourself, he was quite gifted classical guitar player. So you put him through, and they should just show him the best product for him. And that's it. If you get a happy guy leaving the shop, you know, and you know it's a quality product as well, it's not going to come back to you. There's no point in selling things if it's going to be a week later. You see that dude who was so happy leaving a week before coming back in the door. Man, that's hassle for him, hassle for you. So, you know.
I think the future of Music Maker is incredibly exciting. Through the recession, that's the opportunity to get your ducks in a row to a certain extent and lay the foundation. And now I think we're really reaping the benefits of it. And with the vibrancy of the scene and the artists that I mentioned earlier on, like, they're now in a position where they're inspiring a next generation of Irish musician. So the scene is just going to grow stronger and stronger. And as a result, we'd hope that Music Maker will continue to grow stronger and stronger. And we need to, from our point of view, we need to lead to ensure that those musicians continue to have a home within Dublin city centre, one that is proactive in meeting their needs, and in developing. You know, there's a lot of refurbishment going on as I speak. So, yeah, the future is bright. The ethos is all built on what we can do and how we can support the scene. as the scene gets stronger and stronger as it is, Music Maker will get stronger and stronger. So, exciting times ahead.